My guest, Jennifer Glimp. We're going to wrap up just a few minutes left here talking about real estate fraud. And we're going to talk about what's going on currently down at the clerk's recorder's office.
Yeah, I want to talk about something that we're seeing coming down the pike that I want to kind of get ahead of, because it can get people into a lot of trouble really quickly that really don't mean to do anything wrong, but they're getting bad advice. There's a lot of people that are in foreclosure right now that are trying to stop their foreclosures or reverse their foreclosures. They're using the Truth in Lending Act, and they're doing all kinds of weird things and putting weird documents forward, sovereign documents in a lot of cases. And folks are going down, being told to go down to the clerk recorder's office and record these documents. Well, these documents are false. And when you record a false document with the clerk recorder's office, it's a felony. So what we're currently doing is we're contacting people and we're telling people, you cannot record this document. We can't tell you not to record this document, but we're telling you, if you record this document, you're going to be committing a felony, and then we're going to be looking into it deeper. So people are, even with that warning, people are still trying to record those documents, which in the long run is going to get them into a not good place with the district attorney's office.
And they're desperate. They're facing foreclosure.
They're desperate, and they're listening to people that are giving them really, really bad advice. My best advice is only to go to a professional. Don't go to some guy that you find on the internet that considers himself a genius and a sovereign or whatever else he might consider himself, because he's going to get people in trouble, and that's what we're seeing now.
When they get desperate. In fact, we had some cases where people who were preying just on these very people. I don't know if it was short sales or foreclosures.
Exactly.
They were creating, but this is another angle.
And we've sent people to jail for, one of our most recent guys was 5 years. He's doing 5 years in prison for doing exactly this, telling people how to try to avoid their short sales. So it's a very serious issue, but what bothers me is the homeowner is getting involved, because these folks are no longer recording the documents on behalf of the homeowners. They're sending the homeowners themselves in. So I hate to see the homeowners get into trouble, and that's why we are reaching out to the homeowners when they're trying to record these things and saying, don't do this. So.
And how do you reach out? Do you follow people who actually end up getting notices of default, and you know that they're on a path? I mean, I don't know how many...
When they go to the clerk recorder's office and make contact, the clerk recorder lets us know they're there. So we typically have the document. We know who the person is. Sometimes we're actually walking to the clerk recorder's office and talking to people while they're there. And there are other people that are coming from out of the area that are recording on behalf of multiple people in the area. And we've contacted those people and said, not in this county. What you're doing is a felony, and you're not going to do it in this county. Orange County may be allowing you to get away with it, but not in this county.
Not in my town. And is it more prevalent in Santa Maria than Santa Barbara?
No, it's actually more prevalent in Santa Barbara than it is Santa Maria.
Well, we got maybe higher stakes, and people are trying to hang on more, or more gullible. But you're assuming the homeowner is the gullible victim here in this case.
Not necessarily gullible and not necessarily a victim. There are a lot of homeowners that are out there searching for something, and they're very willingly playing along with these people, in which, you know, those are the people that we will eventually be interested in, and there will be investigations associated with them. It's the homeowners that just have no idea and that are vulnerable, that are getting themselves sucked in over their heads, that we want to make sure we contact and say, whoa, 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 please don't do this. So we do all that kind of stuff. It's not like the DA's office is just out to prosecute people. There are a lot of times when we step forward and just say, hey, this is a warning. Hey, let's not do this anymore. Hey, let's make sure you get your license going on. We do a lot of that outreach as well.
Always great to talk to Jennifer Klimp. She's a police officer, but she works in the district attorney's office. Real estate fraud supervising investigator?
That's me.
I got it right. Okay, finally. After all these years. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
You're welcome, Mark.
I'll try to stay out of trouble. I don't want to meet you in the courthouse somewhere.
You take care. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.